Bella Lorena, it is Friday, time for your weekend pulse, time to start thinking about the weekend. What's going on this weekend?
So this weekend is the 14th annual Ice Cream Sunday.
Yay! We went to it last year.
We've been
to it before. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I know that it's just gotten bigger pretty much every year. And what I do like about the events at the Farm and Ranch Museum is not only do you get entrance into the actual special event that they hold that particular day, but you also get access to the entire museum. So you can make a really good day out of it. So this is the 14th annual one. They're going to have the famous ice cream sandwich eating contest, which any age can really participate in. So you can get yourself some prizes there. I believe the first few people get a free coupon for Klee Cheese Custard. They're going to be over there at the event as well. And you can make vanilla ice cream in cans and bags of ice, and there's just
it's a lot of fun.
We
had family visiting from Houston, and so we wanted to showcase what there is to do in our community, and we took them to the ice cream sundae, and they sat around and made ice cream and ate it. You can eat the ice cream; it literally it freezes, and it's a lot of fun.
It's really good too, and it's just such a great family friendly event. But you know, also you can take your friends, and it is really affordable. It starts at $5 and kind of goes down from there, just depending on if you're a senior, if you're in the military, if you're a kid. So, very affordable, very great event to take part in on Sunday.
Okay, let's talk about movies in the park. One of my favorite Star Wars movies, Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One is going to be shown for the Movies in the Park series, which continues through the summer. So it's going to be at Young Park. It usually starts, I would say, like about 7, but they usually say around dusk. So just whenever that might be. Now, since we've been having some evening thunderstorms, you do want to be aware that the weather can change the event. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye on that. But it is a really great event. They put on some really great family-friendly movies. So take your picnic, take some food, take some snacks, take some seating, and go enjoy.
Okay, talk to me about Fort Selden, this Wonders on Wheels, or WOW.
Wonders on Wheels is going to be at Fort Selden, which, if you've never been, is near Radium Springs. And this is a rolling exhibit that features dinosaur fossils from around New Mexico.
So they're from New Mexico.
And if you don't know, we have a really good archaeological history here in New Mexico. And so some of the finds that they have are really, really interesting. It is free to attend, so you can go and check that out. And I believe they'll also be at the Ice Cream Sunday event. So
that's... Oh, no kidding.
You can also go see them there. Or you can head out to Fort Selden on Saturday and have a really nice... really nice time out there. That's also another place that you should visit if you're in
Yeah, Fort Selden is a really cool place. Mm-hmm. I took my father-in-law there, who's retired military, and he fell in love with the place because it's very historical, and they have some of the buildings that are still standing from when it was young and vibrant.
Yeah, and they do some really great events throughout the year for like Mother's Day, for some other kinds of festivals. So, I mean, I would keep an eye on them as well.
Okay, let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse, the Players Grill.
So the Players Grill, that's at the NMSU golf course.
That's the one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's open to the public. It has a really beautiful view overlooking the golf course. So you can go and have some lunch, some breakfast, or some dinner over there. It's pretty affordable, so pretty much everything stays under $10. But it's pretty typical of what you're going to find in southern New Mexico. So you're going to find good like sandwiches, salads, and also Mexican food, hot dogs, burgers. So just kind of make a nice day out of it. And it is open to the public, so you're more than welcome to go and check it out.
Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week, ma'am.
Thank you.